Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too. Oh my God. She's not ready. It's like amateur. Wow. It's amateur hour.
I can't hear anything.
Well, that's because your headphones aren't plugged in.
Oh, I thought you plugged them in.
I plugged in your mic.
Wow.
So I had all of our stuff at my house because I've been recording the Justin Baldoni.
There she is.
Like lively lawsuits. So, you know, just struggling to get our shit together.
Not to mention that Spencer said, are you ready? I'm like, yep. Microphone was not even near me. It's facing the wall. And yeah, I mean, oh my God, here we are. But whatever, we're back so in funny. Action. So friends, funny. It's Sunday morning.
Do you need the volume turned down on your headset?
Is that I think it's good now.
Okay.
I was like hollering in it. My ears were hollering.
I think it's just because it was dialed up. But we're good now.
So loud. Oh, look. Happy This should be great. Off to a dashing start.
Literally.
Wait, now I need my headphones down.
You need it higher now?
Yeah. Can you count me in?
Is that good?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Well, we're just over here, you know, struggling to get our shit together.
Yeah.
We are back. We've got lots to talk about because is this the first episode we've done in January? No, we did mm-mm. one yeah, the we first one. Week of January.
Girl, you remember we were acting like we were about to hit these things out. Actually, we have. We've been doing good.
Well, you know.
The bonus episodes are really saving grace.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But this has been the longest month.
Yeah, it's been a long year. And it's been January. January is always like that. And I feel bad for people that, because I'll be like, God, January sucks. I'm like, my birthday. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, no, it's my birthday month and January just sucks.
Honestly, it's not even that January sucks. This particular January, so long. And let me tell you, the best gift that Mark Zuckerberg ever gave me was the snooze button, because I have snoozed so many people.
What is that? Like on Facebook?
Yeah.
Where is that?
You can go, like if somebody posts, you just go to like the three little dots in the corner and you can select that you want to snooze them for 30 days. I have snoozed probably 60 people and I am not even exaggerating.
Wow.
Because they're not, you know, people, it's not like I want to delete people. I need a break.
I do want to delete people, but then I don't like being wrapped up in drama. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I mean, feel that way on Instagram right now. And I
honestly have, if I am to that point where I don't want to be like connected to you.
You're right. I don't believe you.
And why are you looking at me? Who are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, I don't believe you. I don't think you would unfollow somebody. There's no way. Pause that. Ain't no way. That's what I thought.
Okay. There are a few.
You and I both are too weak. I was going to say, you and I both, you know, girl.
Well, here's the thing. I can still genuinely like someone and be irritated by them.
And hate the content. Or like, it's hard because actually when I went on my trip, someone asked me a question about something about like influencers that you used to love and no longer like. And I responded just that it sucks when you like see somebody change or like you feel like you know somebody and then their content doesn't reflect that. But then sometimes you're led to believe like that's who they are now. Like that,
yes.
That's not just like their content. Cause yeah, like there could be friends that you know them and their content doesn't land properly. And you're like, oh dang. Like, but you know them. So you're like, you excuse it.
Yes.
But then there are people that like, literally change and it's so cringe to watch, but I'm too much of a chicken. But if you want to unfollow me first, I'll return the favor.
But what I'm saying is like, if I am truly 100% done with a relationship with somebody.
Oh yeah.
I've got no issues unfollowing, sure. You know, disconnecting, being friends, whatever.
Little block A button, you know.
But there's, you know, just a lot of hypocrisy running wild on the interwebs the last 12 days. And I just need a break to be able to salvage relationships in my life. Because people are so radicalized on both sides.
Yeah.
Again, not to, we are not a political podcast. However,
we're not.
I'm about ready to be. But like as a more like moderate person myself, God, I like,
I'm so
look at you with your two phones with the exact same background.
They both just lit up.
I just need a break from everyone. So
it's so much in January. I hate January every year because like you have like post Christmas blues. It's cold. It's dreary. It's usually our coldest month.
That's why I leave my Christmas tree up all month.
Is that why?
Yes, it's because January is bleak.
It is. And then February gives you a little hope for spring.
Brings me a little joy.
Although that damn Phil's seen his shadow, so 6 more weeks of... But I did Google the statistics.
Oh my God, it is my brother's birthday, and I ignored a text from him last night, so I should...
Well, I posted on my stories, but the groundhog has only been right 30% of the time. We are not shocked because, man, but we're probably going to be fine. We're probably going to be A-OK.
The scandal of 2025 is going to be that Phil is a female.
Phil identifies as a female?
Maybe. I said that'll be the scandal.
Nuh-uh, because Phil would be right more.
Hold on. I have to text my brother before I forget. Please hold.
Please hold.
Happy birthday. If he wasn't in California, I'd call him, but he's probably sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Why'd you ignore his text?
Because he's in California, and he texts me when it's late, and I'm getting ready for bed, because for him, it's like a normal time. And I'm like in bed, and I just don't want to get sucked into a conversation. But he was sending me pictures of his art last night, but then I fell asleep. So, okay, we have an Am I the Asshole that we'll jump off with, and then, you know, we're just going to gab and catch up and talk about all the things that have happened in the 3 weeks that we haven't.
In the 3 years that just happened in January.
Literally. Okay, so my friend and I have... been friends for 3 years, and we've both been through some stuff and leaned pretty heavily on each other. I supported her through a rough breakup with an abusive piece of shit, and she supported me through a lot of family drama. She's always been there for me, and I like to think that I have always been there for her. Cut to 3 months ago, she gave birth to twins. She had a hard pregnancy, but I was always there for her, and she was still able to hang out and play games with me. But after the babies came, suddenly... she didn't have time for me anymore. I just feel alone and abandoned. I don't understand how she could just ignore her best friend because she got knocked up by some guy she knew for a month. And this guy, I thought he was nice at first, but then he wanted to move her in with him when she got pregnant. He lives in a town hours away from where all her friends and family are, and I just don't see how that's fair to her. Now I'm thinking this guy is trying to turn her against me. I feel like if she really wanted to hang out with me, she would. She could very easily just prop the baby's bottles up or something when they have to eat so we can hang out and talk. But she always says she doesn't have time, which to me sounds like an obvious excuse to get out of spending time together. Here's where I may be the asshole. She gave me yet another excuse for why she can't hang out, saying the baby's had a checkup at the doctor's. I asked her why the sperm donor couldn't take them himself, and she said it was too much work for one person and that he needed her help. I told her that plenty of people have more than one kid and that if he wasn't always going to be... And that if he was always going to be so helpless with the babies, that she should just leave him and raise them on her own. This offended her, but I was... in my mind, I'm standing up for her. I told her if she's going to be a single mother, she could at least do it back home where all of her friends are. Hell, I would help... whenever I can. She's now not talking to me, and I think it's a complete overreaction. Am I being the asshole?
No, I don't think so. That's so hard, though.
I feel I'm kind of in the middle. I don't think I understand, as someone who is childless, who has had very good friendships change dramatically after my friends had children.
Right.
I really do get it from that perspective. Yeah. It is really difficult for anybody, but I think particularly as a childless person, to have your friends who I've... She's chewing
a Tums. My Tums gas X. gas relief. I don't know. It's a cramp, like, or something.
My friends are always, have always been the type of people, they're like, I am who I am. If I'm going to be a mom, it's just, that's just part of my life. I'm not going to change. I'm not, you know, whatever. And sure, everyone thinks that. You never know how you're going to be right. until you actually have a kid. But I saw people say they were going to be one way and then be totally, totally different. Like the people we always used to shit on,
yeah.
make fun of after they had kids. And that's really difficult. So I do understand the frustration there. However, it's hard enough being a first-time mom for one child, I would imagine, much less twins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's probably also, I feel like, more to the story I'm sure with there is. The
yeah.
guy.
Yes. And that, that's why I would get pissed is stuff. If it were a guy. Because I think it's hard until you have kids. Because same, I was one of the last in my friend group to have kids. Literally one of the last. And there was times that I thought, like, it's not a big deal. Just come. Or it's not a big deal, blah, 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 whatever. And you can say all day, like, oh, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. I would never let my kid do this. You're the best parent before you become a parent because you're not going to do this. Kids are going to be kids and they're going to do whatever. So, mm-hmm. like, what if you have a child and you think, oh, I'm going to still be me. I'm going to still do me and hang my friends. What if your kid has, like, medical needs? What if your kid has – you yeah. can't really plan how you're going to be until you're living it. And I think that's why – moms get annoyed when people judge because they don't know. And every kid is so different. You could have two kids, totally different needs. So you don't know. I think it's okay to go in it with the intentions of like, I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep my friends. And speaking for myself, I tried to do that. Like I need that though. Like I need girls trips. I need friend time. I need yeah. girls dinners. Not everybody does that. You know, some women lean into their kids so much and that becomes their whole personality. So that's hard from like a friend. Cause I've had that happen, yeah. you know, and then I've had friends that remained true to their word as much as they could, given the circumstance of becoming a mom. Cause it is hard, especially in the beginning. And then the older the kid gets, the less they mm-hmm. need you. You're a little bit more free. So if friendships aren't going to have like that give and take, that is really hard. But if your friend in this situation is just totally like ghosting you because she's so busy and doesn't want to prioritize your friendship, that sucks. And I don't think she's an asshole for feeling hurt or upset,
yeah.
especially if it's driven from the guy. That's where that sucks. If she's going to let that right. guy come in that she barely knew or like whatever, ruin a friendship, that's so shitty on both of their parts, you know, on the guy and the girlfriend's part, because it's like, you're going to ruin a friendship that someone's been there for you. I don't know. I don't think she's being an asshole.
But also, how old are the twins?
Yeah.
Like, did she just have them? Like, right. are they 6 months old or are they 2 years old? Like, there's yeah. not really a timeline yeah. given. And so.
And like, did something happen that he doesn't like you? Like, did something go down and yeah. maybe you didn't like the guy, so you vocalized that and he found out about it? Like, who knows? I mean, there's so many different things. I never think someone's an asshole for being upset if a friendship changes
no.
with a kid, but I do think you have to give a little grace because twins is a lot. You know, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I think it's all about how you speak to her.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think even though you may be well-intentioned in like saying, well, you know, if he's not going to be helping and you're going to be basically a single mom, why don't you come back? You know, in mm-hmm. your mind, you can tell, like, you think that's being helpful, but that no. might not be actually right,
that's
helpful.
Kind of rude.
You might just be, what's that? Projecting like mm-hmm. your feelings onto the situation because yeah. you clearly don't like this, you know, her partner, right. her sperm donor. Let me tell you what, if I was postpartum.
And you call my man a sperm
donor. And you call my baby's daddy Father. A sperm donor.
Yeah.
And I'm not actively joining you in calling him the sperm donor.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
That's tough. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I think if you want to continue, if you want to save the friendship for long term, you need to just meet her where she's at and yeah. be supportive to her and be ready to have her back with yeah. whatever
like
changes
go live your
happen
life
in her life.
And try to keep in contact as much yeah. as you can.
Yeah.
And then if she's not prioritizing the friendship later, then that just means that friendship has just yeah, naturally that, then dissolved.
It's,
and
then
that's
it's
okay.
your decision to decide right. what you want to do with it. But
yeah.
I think, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Tough.
Tough titties.
Okay. So if you know, are an avid listener, which like, why wouldn't you be?
Y'all are.
For the, you know, periodic episodes that we've put out over the last few months. I am doing full readings of the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively sagas. So we put out, so far I've put out a bonus episode of reading Blake Lively's complaint, her mm-hmm. CRD complaint against Justin and Wayfarer. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, we're recording this on Sunday, so Saturday morning, the reading of the Justin Baldoni, Blake, Justin Baldoni versus New York Times lawsuit. Mm-hmm. That went out. Very interesting. I was going to do an episode of the Blake Lively's lawsuit against Justin and Wayfarer, but it's literally the complaint formatted into a suit. So I didn't actually end up doing a reading on that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the middle of finishing up the recording of the Justin versus Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds lawsuit.
Okay.
The fact, and I know, Wendy, a lot of people have fatigue on it. And honestly, I was a little fatigued until I started reading these.
I told Spencer when she came here today, I was like, I am so, like, I get like that though, because I don't have the attention span sometimes. If something's so drawn out, I'm just like, okay, I lost interest in it, you know, hello. But at the same time, it is kind of crazy, but there, I think it's so many people putting out information that you, I saw it on my feed the other day, every other post.
Yes.
And it's E! News, and it's people, and it's this, and
they're all covering like the same, like four or five points.
It's so annoying though, because I'm like, you know, I want to know. I genuinely want to know.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, we're consuming so much of it that it gets so annoying. And the freaking court date's not until next year. I ain't even going to give a crap.
I know.
I'm like, what? There was a lawsuit? This is why, like,
I would love to make short form content about this kind of stuff, but it is just done to death.
It is.
And it's people that are just, they're not even actually reading anything or looking into it on their own.
They see it. Exactly. It's no different than news. Sorry. You know, whatever.
They're all parroting each other.
Yes. And the news, they'll put out a little bit of a short of something and they'll clip it and then they put it out there and it's just circulating. And then somebody else says, it's like telephone. And then by the time it gets to the next one, because can y'all imagine me doing shorts of news stuff? Can you imagine what I would say? Oh, I can't even read an article on Google and then talk about it on here 14 seconds later. I get them details mixed up. I mean, what's the detail? But that's why I'm not a news person. But I mean, I do find it interesting. So you are doing the Lord's work. But I asked Spencer, I said, is there a way to like condense it? Or like, because it's so much legal jargon that it's like your head spins off. I just want you to tell me what I need to know.
It's what I will tell you about actually reading the filing. So I'm not, basically I'm stopping before we get to all the like shit at the end that has to be part of the filing.
Gotcha.
That is like, Blake Lively is an actress who resides in California.
Right. Like we all freaking know.
I don't need to read through all of that.
But wait, did you see the guy? I think I sent it to you. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram because y'all, I can't get TikTok anymore because my new phone, I can't.
Literally, not just devastating.
Somebody
for you,
messaged
for me
the other day on Instagram, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, you know, prayers." I said, "I'm good." I was like, "Spencer's head would spin off, though." But then apparently, you can put your iTunes store, the App Store in Canada, and do it. But I have subscriptions, so I think I might do that because I told Spencer I don't even want TikTok like that. But the fact that I can't have it makes me want it, so now I'm mad.
Yeah,
but where was I going with that?
We were talking about Blake and Justin.
Oh, so did you see the video that I sent you of the guy acting like Blake Lively? And he was like, he was doing her lips. He is spot on.
I didn't see send it to me, but he's
spot on.
I'm glad to know that he finally made it to Reels. He's been on TikTok for a minute.
Okay.
And he looks, it's the mouth.
Why does she do that with her mouth? What is that? And he does it exactly. And then the way that he does his fingers with his hair and then
the mole. Well, first of all, he's a very pretty man.
He is, yeah. And the mole and then the lips.
He does the eye makeup exactly like her. They have similar coloring. He puts the mole on and he puts on a wig that looks like the same god-awful wig.
It's that top lip
time. It's the mouth and it's so fucking good. First of all, he does a lot of impressions.
Oh, he does?
Yes, that's like his thing. He does characters of celebrities.
Gotcha.
Blake is by far one of the best ones, but he was saying that he's so obsessed with doing her impressions that he has to take a break from it because he's afraid.
He's going to start doing it?
He's afraid he's going to get burned out of it.
Oh.
And he's like, but I love doing it so much. Funny. And he's like, but I don't want it to be the only thing that I do. He does a great Nicole Kidman too.
Oh, I did see that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does. Yeah. He's, he's very good.
I'm gonna have to look his stuff up. Well, I heard the voice. Did you hear about the voice memo that Justin Baldoni had sent? Did you hear that one?
Oh yes.
So what?
So she had texted him.
Yeah.
10 minutes prior to him sending her that voice memo.
I'm gonna tell you right now too. If you send me a voicemail that's 800 minutes long and you're
You're mad about it? No.
I'm not mad about it, but I, again, the attention span of me, I get to the point. I love a voice memo, but also you text with me. You see I send 8,054 messages and I'm the person that's like, brr,
brr, brr, brr, brr. Yeah, she would, if we were still charging 10 cents a text, I would be racking up a fat bill.
The first day they're like, you've exceeded your limit. So my voice memos also reflect my texting style. Yes, it's very quick, fast paced, because there's nothing worse than having a 2 minute one. You get to the end of it and you're like, cool, gotta start over.
It, not that like I expect you to listen to the readings, because I don't think you could ever. You'd have to listen to it on like 2-speed.
Okay.
But this is their MO with one another. Their texts to one another are novellas. Yeah. I'm talking like it takes me 6 minutes to read one text from one to the other.
Do you think she caught feelings for him and he, you don't?
No.
Do you think this is all from Ryan Reynolds and what that speculation is, that he came in and he got upset and now he's jealous and he's like, I mean, I think she still might be a little bit of a brat, but.
And this may be another episode where we could really dive in. I've been collecting evidence and timelines. Feel how you want to feel about Candace Owens.
Oh, I loved hers. I did listen. Yeah, she came with receipts though.
She has done a great job. Yep. But here's what I think in a very short abbreviated thing. I think we have somebody who is very controlling.
Ryan. Okay.
And I think he was in Canada, in another country, away from his wife. They were each filming their own projects. Mm-hmm. And then the strikes happen and he comes home and he sees things that he doesn't appreciate.
Well, uncomfy.
Uh-huh. Because Blake and Justin are very connected, you know, artists, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't think there were real feelings between the two. I think there was a great sense of admiration and partnership and creative, whatever.
We're just so and creative.
I think Justin is the kind of guy that Ryan's the frat guy, mean guy. They don't fuck with the Justin Baldonis of the world.
Right.
So I think we have somebody that he doesn't like on a fundamental level just because. Mm-hmm. And he sees that his wife is connecting to this person.
And his wife doesn't have a great track record with co-stars. So like there's that.
Correct. And don't forget, that's exactly how they met. And,
literally.
And, Ryan was married to Scarlett Johansson.
And every person before that, she had. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So long list of them.
I think he came home. He didn't like what he saw. I think he got super controlling. I think that's why she started asking for the dailies, is because Ryan wanted to see the dailies.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it spiraled out of control. I think there was a lot of conversation on the back end. About like on the back end, meaning between Blake and Ryan, about creative control. I think a lot of this was driven by Ryan.
I do too. I definitely think that. And yes, Candace Owens does like a deep dive and she comes with like very reputable, like she feels very confident that these things are like coming straight from a source, essentially close to them. And I feel like Ryan is controlling, but then also I could totally see that she maybe caught feelings because that is her track record. And it's hard. Some people, it's hard for them to work alongside someone that closely without falling for them to an extent. And maybe that started happening and Ryan was threatened. And then that kind of spiraled and kind of made her not like him anymore.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that she would have caught feelings in the sense that like she would have tried to seduce Justin or want to leave
Ryan. She was flirty, but like, that connection, and that is threatening to her marriage because Ryan also knows that's how they met and that's how she had been linked to so many co-stars, pretty much all of them before she dated or had some type of like romantic chemistry, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I still think she's a nasty person. Like, I think she's still gross.
I'm not saying that it was driven by Ryan to like victimize her. Mm-mm. Or take any
of the
blame. They're
both their own problem in themselves, for sure.
Listen, I feel strongly enough about this that it's shifted my perception on my beloved Taylor.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill. That's a hard pill to swallow for me. Do I think that there's more good to her than not? Yeah. But
To Blake?
To Taylor.
Oh, I was like, well, okay, Taylor.
But I do think that, like, you possess some of, you have to. The people closest to you, you're going to possess some of those same qualities.
You're signing off on
it. And whether it was, I think you always want to believe the best of your friends. You don't want to ever think that your friend's a fucking asshole monster.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how their relationship plays out in the public.
Yeah. And you know, how much Taylor associates still.
Exactly.
Right now, I mean, this whole Blake Lively and Justin thing, like, it is huge and it's nasty. And people are like basically laying all the, there is no privacy at all. No. Nothing is off the table.
And Justin's website is up now. So so when I finish the reading of the lawsuit for Justin versus Blake and Ryan, uh-huh. I'm going to go back and do, look at the website and look at the, he has the amended lawsuit against the New York Times on the website.
Gotcha.
Which is what they promised. They promised people full transparency and, you know, that they would disclose all of their receipts.
If it's going to be this nasty, then even if you're in the wrong,
here's the thing.
He's going to have stuff in the wrong, but like, if you truly didn't like play into this major narrative, I'm sure it's embarrassing. I'm sure it's not great, but you have to put all your cards on the table. There cannot be any type of like thing left because I don't know. I would be humiliated if somebody.
He has everything to lose.
For sure.
So, I mean, why not? Put it all out there.
Yeah.
You know,
especially now, my God.
I don't think that they thought that he would fight back.
I think so. I think you're right.
I think it's very telling that, you know, in all of his receipts, it's conversations with crew,
mm-hmm.
Other producers, sound people. Very interestingly, the costume designer,
mm-hmm.
It was the same costume designer that was on Gossip Girl.
Oh.
And part of the reason that they're alleging that she came in and wanted to change the wardrobe is she refused to work with that costume designer, didn't like their history together.
Gotcha.
And wanted to, you know, basically fuck them over.
Yeah.
Well, you sure certainly did because now their name is on your god-awful outfits.
But, yeah,
you
know. Girl. Mm.
It's very interesting. And supposedly, I haven't looked at it yet, but supposedly on Justin's website, in the amended thing, it talks about how she got several female crew member fired for various reasons. We'll see. Okay. I've got to look into that.
Why is this court date so far away? Get the people.
The legal system is crazy. The Idaho 4 murders.
Yes.
The fact that we haven't had a trial and all of that. It's wild. And I hear about it in the news.
Or I read about it on Reddit. Like the,
there's constantly things happening.
Yep.
It
sucks for the families because they do want closure to it.
I can't imagine.
The outside looking in, it seems very cut dry. Obviously it's got to go through the legal system. I understand that. But like, I do read about it on Reddit. I'm like, I'm in this little thread and I can like see updates that we don't see because we're not watching it that closely.
Yeah.
And people are like spewing out like latest evidence and this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I never heard about it. And it's like, why is this not going to court being done? Like it keeps being amended. It keeps being pushed out. It's like, just, oh my Lord, like get this thing done.
It's amazing. It drives me insane. But yeah, so the latest in, you know, Blake's just not her inability to accept the word no. She has tried multiple times to get it's not actually legally called a gag order, but on Justin's lawyer, Brian Friedman, because he is a very press savvy, media savvy attorney, obviously, is probably part of the reason that Justin hired him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's tried multiple times to get a gag order on him. So the first two attempts were basically the exact same argument and both were denied. Now she has filed for a third. And the big difference and why some of the attorneys that I've talked to are thinking that they, that she might actually get it this time is because it was amended to basically say she, there's like a defamation thing in there, I guess, because he's not just talking about facts of the case. He's made commentary about her character. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you start doing that,
yeah,
it gives you more of a leg to stand on in terms of getting that's a right. gag order granted. So yeah. I think that's this week.
And then she tried to get his case against
so
her dismissed.
It's kind of the same. Oh. So they're, I forget the exact date, but it's within the next week or two that they're going to be in court. And it will be about the gag order. And then also, she's just trying to get his lawsuit dismissed. That ain't going to happen.
Which is so...
And on what grounds?
That right there, though, is giving everybody like confirmation of what kind of a spoiled, entitled brat she is. You yeah. cannot say... freedom of speech and I want to be able to express and blah, blah, and how I felt as a woman and then try to shut someone out because you don't like what they're saying because you don't like what they're saying about you and filing a complaint against you. Get over it.
And not only that, she wrote a letter to the judge saying that she did not want his lawyer to be able to depose her.
Right.
She did not want Bryant Friedman to be able to depose her. And so everyone in the legal community is coming out of the woodwork and they're like, you spoiled entitled brat.
Yeah.
This isn't Hollywood. You don't get to say, I don't like the way they're talking to me. I don't want them to depose me.
I don't like what they're saying about me. They're making me look bad. No, they're talking facts. And if you don't like that, then change who you are. That's kind of how that works.
But like, you don't get to pick who deposes you. If I am involved in a legal matter and I have to go to a deposition, I don't get to say, they don't look nice. I don't want them.
Oh, jinx. Right. But
literally.
Not how it works. Like, lively.
I know she's a Nepo baby. Grew up.
I don't give a crap, but like, lady.
You didn't grow up in the fucking palace of Versailles.
It doesn't matter. Even if she did, it's the legal system at this point. Like you said, it's not Hollywood.
It's crazy.
It doesn't even matter. That's why people like that get a bad name, because you're going to just throw a temper tantrum and you don't like what they said about you. So then you just want that complete. Nope. I don't want them.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
The lawsuit, the New York Times one is interesting. Lawsuit. But if I'm telling you right now, if you're going to listen to one of them, listen to the Justin versus Blake and Ryan when I'm done with that
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll listen.
It is so telling and it gives so much insight into their relationship and dynamic, Blake and Justin. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Okay.
And that's why I say I don't think that she necessarily had romantic feelings for him in like that true sense. Mm-hmm. I think that she did feel...
She was too connected, and that was threatening.
Very connected to him.
Yeah.
However, there's also included text messages from Ryan to Justin where Ryan is just gushing over Justin. You're such a stand-up guy. You're exactly who we thought you'd be. It's so refreshing. You're like so creative and blah, blah, blah.
Is that like
blah,
a manipulation blah, blah, blah. Tactic or something?
I mean, he's just wanking him under the table. I mean, it is...
Why?
It's so fucking bizarre.
Like, what was the motivation for that? Like, manipulation or what?
And I have to go back and look at the timestamps too, because I don't know when it was. That's the other thing. Like, we're talking about things are happening or things that she's claiming are happening. And meanwhile, she's saying this is happening, you know, at this date. But then we've got these text messages over here after the fact that tell a completely different...
Yeah. She did not know that he was going to fight back or had the means to fight back. And now that he is, I think she realized what kind of bomb she ignited that.
I think that's why they have been so quiet.
Yeah.
They have no reason to not also fight back if they felt that they had evidence and a case with legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's been, obviously they haven't really been out mm-hmm. and about.
No.
Like they even skipped the... Emmys or whatever it was. But in the few photos or clips that have been shared of them recently, they look haggard.
Miserable.
They look tired.
She's like, dang, and I thought he was too broke to fight back.
Yeah, they look tired. They look stressed. Ryan has lost a shitload of weight.
No.
He's like very thin and gaunt looking. Yeah, it's very.
And of course, all the comments on her page are limited, so you can't even comment, which.
I'm surprised she even has them on.
Well, it's only for people that follow her. I mean, that she follows. You can't even, only people that she.
That's a new change then, because. No,
it's always been like that.
Well, I just went to her Instagram.
I thought you meant a feature. You're saying it used to be open?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure that's because, yeah.
A few days ago I went and it was people shitting on her in the comments.
So she just changed it because in December she has 23,000 comments. And of course, a lot of them are December 13th, 8 comments. She has 45 million people that follow her. Or wait, how many people? Yeah, 45 million. So yeah, sorry. I thought you meant a new feature. She has
that many followers?
When I tell you, I looked that up the other day and could not believe that. Yes, 45 million.
Okay, how many does Ryan have?
Because I looked up her and...
He's got to have more, I would assume.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, 53.4.
Okay.
And then Justin's only
had, got like 3.
No, he went up.
He probably has more
4.1 now.
Okay.
When I checked him, he only had like 2. And I was like, bud. And then now it's like, all right. But no, it's very interesting. I don't know. I think when you start limiting comments, when you're in a position like this... girl, it's kinda...
especially because she's not running her own social media, so it's not like she's limiting comments so that she doesn't see them, you know, for her mental health. Mm-hmm. She's not checking her Instagram comments and having a mentee be like, no. She's got a team of people that manage her socials.
No, you're doing it because you don't want people talking about you and spitting some truth is correct. What you don't want to read it.
She's afraid of what people are going to say in the comments that people are going to see and dig into.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But there's so I really truly believe that she was like, damn, I didn't think this thing through, did I? I really didn't know it was going to go off like this. No, you didn't, but Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Now you get to deal with this for another year. Can you imagine the anxiety?
I do think it's going to die down.
It definitely will.
Yeah, yeah, I think that, I don't think people are going to forget about it.
They'll forget to a point of like, it's not top of mind. And then once it comes back, it'll be like, oh yeah. Because didn't Colleen Hoover also just completely deactivate her stuff?
Okay, so I would love to talk about Colleen Hoover.
All right, let's talk about her.
The like, you know, early fan, proponent, advocate of Colleen Hoover, I would love your input on how she has handled this.
So from what I understand, she really hasn't said anything. And
not
this,
not initially.
She originally, sorry, my microphone. She originally didn't say anything. Then she posted a story, I think, on Instagram, like, you know, saying that Blake Lively was so great. And she knows you are exactly who
the
people think you are.
The woman you are.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah. And riding really hard. And then the more stuff that came out, I don't think she ever said anything else publicly. She just deactivated her stuff, which I don't know. I mean, I didn't follow it as early. Like, when I saw the movie, I was like, weird. You know, we started hearing about like, oh, they're not promoting it. Colleen's not doing this. There's a lot of finger pointing of like why it wasn't being promoted.
Yeah.
Well, now it makes more sense. It's like they had a lot of drama and we just didn't know.
Right.
I think from Colleen Hoover's perspective, I feel like she probably was starting to see what was going on. And the fact that she like rode hard for her at first, I was like, ew. Like, you know, because you had to have heard that. People had to have told you. And she was kind of like trying to save Blake's face, probably because she was more of a... benefit to her, you know, mm-hmm. to do that. And then deactivating your social media is weird to me because it's like, what are you trying to get away from? Unless she just doesn't want to see it. I don't know. Yeah. I love Ellen Hildebrand. Like, I just feel like I follow her socials more. Colleen Hoover, I followed for a little bit, but then I unfollowed her because I didn't just get anything out of her socials.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she was as a person. I mean, obvious. I don't know her.
Did you hear... this past week, there were reports that she fired her whole team.
No.
So allegedly she fired everyone, her publishers, her managers.
Interesting. Why did she do that? What would be?
She said that she is, again, this is alleged, that she is, no, she's stepping back and she might be done. Writing and retiring is what she's saying.
Oh, really? Because all your books are now becoming movie and in short series. Verity is coming. Like, get out. Okay. All right. Whatever. Go ahead.
I think that Colleen was well-intentioned. I don't think a lot of people are speculating that their chances are she had bad experiences in the past, which she talks about in the lawsuit and the emails that are between her and Justin. That she had
Colleen and Justin.
Yes. That she had bad experiences with people that had bought rights to other books, scamming her followers out of money to like fund the movies and then the movies never came to fruition, all this stuff. So she was like, she was very weary about anybody that she moved forward with, felt very confident about working
because
with Justin.
Because Justin wanted to buy the rights.
Yeah.
When he was doing the movie. Like, you're talking about pre-production.
This is all pre-production. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So they're emailing back and forth and he's like, he basically reaches.
Did he propose the movie idea to her? I did not know that.
So he basically emails her gushing. He's like, you have no idea how much this story has impacted me and how much good that I can see coming of it and all this other stuff. Also, she asks him to play Ryle. So that's the other thing is a lot of people are like, oh my God, this egomaniac not only wants to, you know, have
buy it,
but he not only wants to, you know, produce the movie, but he wants to direct it and star in it as like, you know, the hot guy, the hunk, the dreamboat, mm-hmm. whatever. No, she asked him in an email to play Ryle. What do you think of it? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But so she's telling him that about this bad experience that she had moving forward, yada, yada. So I think that there were several emails back and forth, long emails.
Yeah.
I think that her intention with the book, people are like, oh, she just, you know, she sided with Blake because of all the fame and money and that's what she was looking for. I really don't get that from her, to be honest, in the emails mm-hmm. and their communications.
Because my gut, like I just said before I knew all this other stuff, like, yeah, I would have thought like it was more beneficial.
Because think about how many people
have given Blake so much of what she wanted. It's made her worse because she's always gotten her way because it was like, oh, it's Blake Lively.
Yep.
It's Blake Lively. So there was more. Okay. Interesting.
Now I think the other actors that sided with Blake 100%.
Oh yeah.
They're going to,
there's
know,
more benefit to that.
Correct.
Yeah.
They know what is beneficial to them in their careers. But I don't think that was the case with Colleen.
Well, I didn't know all the other stuff.
Yeah. I think that the veil as this has gone on was lifted for her. And I think she realized what a grave error she had made. And also this is a book based on an experience her mom had.
Right. So it's kind of made a negative.
There's a lot of sentimental personal things for her. It's totally ruined the possibility of the sequel being made.
Well, that's the worst part is like, there's no way.
So it's like, this is her first, I think, really good experience having one of her books adapted into a movie or what was supposed
good
to be.
Experience.
Right. What was supposed to be a good experience.
And it did so, the crappy part is it did so well and had so much potential. And she had her moment a couple years ago and blew up after years of being an author. People did not realize that. She didn't just
come out of nowhere.
No. And it was like you said, it was a story of her mother. It blew up. People was like this Hoover train, all the things. And then it got turned into a movie. And then there was a sequel. It was like such a setup. Perfect for like everybody involved. The actors, actresses, Hollywood.
Everybody should have won.
Production and book. Yeah, everybody would have benefited so much.
And a domestic violence organization that that Justin set up a relationship with back in before they started even making the movie. He knew, and this was actually part of the contingency in buying the rights from Colleen Hoover and partnering with Sony. Wayfarer's contingency was that part of the profits of the movie go to this domestic violence organization. They are going to do good with the art that they're making. That was their whole thing. That was, they would not buy the rights and they would not partner with Sony unless both, you know, all parties kind of agreed to that. Very telling about what they were trying to do and why they wanted to make the movie, like really at their core.
That's probably honestly then, like knowing all that now, and I'm allowed to change my mind 7 minutes later, but it probably is just that she didn't want to deal with it. So she just deactivated. Cause I mean, think about it. That's the easiest way to kill something is not to breathe any life into it.
I think she feels played.
Yeah.
And
she looks like an idiot. I mean, I say that because she like defended her. And again, until I knew what you just said, I was like, oh really? You're going to ride hard for her because it's Blake Lively.
Fangirled over them.
Literally that is sadly like what I would have thought. But I mean, given the rest of the circumstances, like honestly, I keep looking over because do you see what I see? She looks at me this whole time right here.
On my bookshelf.
Did you notice I was like talking about her the whole time and like kept looking at it?
That's hilarious. on the bookshelf. We need a picture of that.
We'll take a picture of
There's the Colleen Hoover, the Verity Collector's Edition book, and it's at the edge of the stack of books, and Colleen's big face on the back is just facing Wendy.
And it's like the perfect angle. That's like she makes eye contact. So this whole time I was talking about her, I kept looking at her as if she were sitting in the room as well.
It's okay. We forgive you. Everybody makes mistakes.
Well, I mean, I did feel a little judged for a moment. I was like, listen, Colleen, I apologize. I would have probably deactivated socials too, but that's why I was
God. Well, yeah. That's how I kind of
you're probably right. You're probably spot on with that. I mean, nobody, I would too.
Nobody could know for sure, but just having now read some of the communications with her and Justin and, you know, her background, and
I had no idea that that Justin and her were that, like, I didn't know that that's how it all came.
They worked together for years before they even cast Blake. He had been working for 5 years on this project.
Stop it.
And he set up the relationship with the domestic violence organization, and they met with victims and their families.
You gotta know that, like, in court, you really can't argue that he doesn't have good intentions. Like,
you may not think they're altruistic or genuine, fine.
But his track record actually,
his intentions were good.
They were. And it's like, I don't know. I did not know who he was before all this. Truly. I didn't even know who he was in the movie. Like, still.
That's so funny.
I did not know. Because he was in another.
You didn't watch Jane the Virgin, did you?
I was going to say there was another show. No, I did not.
So good. You would love it.
Okay. Well, I'll have to watch it.
I'm like, Robbie, this is my telenovela. Shut the fuck up.
But I didn't know who he was even after the movie wrapped. I still didn't know who he was. So obviously learning about it through this, and I think we even talked about it on a podcast, I was like, ew, he is terrible. That's what we were kind of presented with in the, I think that's exactly what Blake Lively wanted us to do. And it did work, because I thought that, I was like, ew, he's gross. Like, oh my gosh, when he wasn't promoting and it was like all this drama. But like, the more that stuff comes out, and I think that's why it's easier for him to be transparent, is because truly, when you look at character depositions, he really was a good person, or he had good intentions.
Yeah.
Whether or not he did everything perfect, no, nobody would. He's going to have shortcomings that come out, and like things that can be made to look kind of like bad, but he really did he put in the work for years. And I feel like that is going to help him so much.
So have you heard of the Baha'i, I think that's how you say it, Baha'i faith? Mm-mm. Okay. So that's his religion.
Okay.
Or faith, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if they refer to themselves as a religion, but it makes so much sense for his personality, and him and his wife are both part of this. So, hold on. So what Baha'is believe? So the overview, this is on like their official like .org.
Okay.
It says, the overview, in thousands upon thousands of locations around the world, the teachings of the Baha'i faith inspire individuals and communities as they work to improve their own lives and contribute to the advancement of civilization. Baha'i beliefs, I hope I'm saying that right, address such essential themes as the oneness of God and religion, the oneness of humanity and freedom from prejudice, the inherent nobility of the human being, the progressive revelation of religious truth, the development of spiritual qualities, the integration of worship and service, the fundamental equality of the sexes, the harmony between religion and science, the centrality of justice to all human endeavors, the importance of education, and the dynamics of the relationships that are to bind individuals together, communities, and institutions as humanity advances towards its collective maturity. It's a very
Like, he definitely lives that life.
That's what I'm saying. It is very clear when you understand, like, and he's very big into this. I mean, he talks about it all the time. It is like a central part of his, like, being.
That's what I'm saying. His actions, when they look at character, and I know that court is not just going to look at that, but when you look at the character, okay, look at how he has lived his life and what things are going to come out about him. Look at Blake Lively's throwing temper tantrums when she didn't get her way, or all these people coming out talking about their experiences working with her. He has had a lot of people come out and praise him and say how nice he was on set. He would sit with the cast and crew. He would sit with like people that were essentially like nobodies of the set. And she, like, they're such a different character. Like, they're black and white when it comes to that. That is going to be a huge thing for them in
there
court.
There is, there was a TikTok, and again, this is just so sad that you don't have it. It's really...
I mean, I still have my old phone, but I am going to have to send that back to Verizon, so I got to figure this whole thing out. I guess I'm just going to cancel my membership.
The latest date. What's the latest I can return this phone?
Right.
But there was a TikTok, and this was early on, and I was like, this is what I've been waiting for. People to start coming out of the woodwork, sharing their experiences yes. with either of them, good or bad, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
People love to talk. And, oh, you yeah. know, NDAs... they're kind of hard to uphold in court, just saying.
And sometimes it's worth saying what you need to say and dealing with the repercussions later. I mean, think about yeah. it.
So this girl made a TikTok and she said, here's how I know that everything Justin is saying about Blake is true. Uh-huh. And she apparently, long story short, was an in, she go gave her background. She grew up in the industry. She was like, I'm not going to say who, but my parents are both very well known in the industry. My father is a producer. I forget what she said her mom does. She was like, I'm very familiar with the dynamics of being on set and etiquette and how the crew is supposed to interact with actors and actresses. And like, I'm not new. I grew up in this industry. She was an intern on a, I can't remember if it was, I want to say it was on Gossip Girl.
Okay.
No, it wasn't on Gossip Girl. She was an intern at a news station.
Okay.
And I think it was, they were doing press for Gossip Girl. It was either the early seasons of Gossip Girl or it might have still been Traveling Pants. So early in Blake's career, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. She is on set. She was like, "What? I really wasn't, you know, I didn't interact with Blake at all. Mm-hmm. You know, we would just kind of, me and this other group of interns, we just did our intern like PAs. We just did our thing. Like we ran things in." She was like, "You don't really make eye contact with the celebrities." She was like, "You just do what you need to do, your tasks, right? Like running things in, blah, blah, blah." She was like, "I never spoke to Blake once." She's like, "We did not interact the whole time that she was in the studio." She said after everybody left, uh-huh. she gets pulled into her supervisor's office mm-hmm. and reamed out because Blake made a complaint about this girl saying that she was looking her in the eye, giving her dirty looks, and was super disrespectful and rude to her. And she goes, "When I tell you, I never even glanced in her direction. We never spoke, not a hello, not an acknowledgement." She was like, she blatantly lied. Why would she lie about me? I have no idea why she would lie about me. She was like, but all these years later, I have not forgotten. She was like, that is all I needed to know about who she was as a person. And there have been a lot of videos that have come out of people sharing their experiences with her, sometimes very direct like that, mm-hmm. sometimes more like things that people witnessed. There have been no, at least not that have come across my screen, but like I haven't seen anything negative come from him. It's been people talking about like what a nice person he was.
That's that what they I'm met saying.
Him. In, yeah. Normal people saying they met him in public, yep. cast and crew.
I've
saying
not read one negative thing.
They've had great experiences.
And like, somebody would have said something by now.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's not.
And I don't think I'm so entrenched in this bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm just missing it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Somebody would have seen something negative. Somebody would have, mm-hmm. but there's nothing that has come out. And I just cannot imagine. That does not mean he. Get, like I said, he's not perfect, but I think as
no,
a person,
of course not. Nobody's
he's a
perfect.
Kind person with people that he's interacted with, especially like on set or in public and stuff. Like clearly he is a good person in that regard.
Yeah.
Blake Lively, I don't know that I've read one great thing that I've seen about her. You know, like I don't know that there's been one thing that's come out. I was like, oh, okay, give her the benefit of the doubt. No.
I think there are people in this world that can be the nicest of people and the best cheerleaders and the best friends if you have something to offer them.
Right.
And I feel like Blake is that person. If mm-hmm. you have something to offer her, if you are able to do something for her,
or
sure,
give her way or do what she
probably
wants.
Yep. is fantastic. Mm-hmm. She is probably so just She's like in all friend. These just like in all these texts to Justin when she felt yep. like she could either control him or that he served a purpose for her. Mm-hmm. So complimentary. So, I mean, these texts when you hear them, they're going to make you sick. It's like people actually talk this way. And not just her, his too.
That's what
they're
I'm saying.
They're so cringe.
His voice memo is cringe to me though. And
oh
like,
my God. But he's like, so can nice, you but... read, I need him to read stories on the call map.
No, it gets on my nerves with the, you know, it's just.
So, oh no, I'm into the deep just, vocal fry. I'm not mad about it. Even Robbie was annoying. Like, I was listening to the voice memo in bed. Robbie goes, oh my God, is that his voice? And I was like, yeah. And he's like,
he has a great voice. Goes, it's too drawn out. I'm like, spit it out.
So nice. Oh, it God. Was so long.
See, that's what drives me. It's not even that is his voice or the vocal fry. It's the fact that when people so are you know, telling you a story and you just.
Both of them are captains of the word salad. God.
Right. I'm like, spit it out.
He at least, his words are substance. He just uses a lot of things and he repeats himself a lot, as we can tell in that voice memo. She absolutely has no idea how to put together a coherent sentence.
Because her lips are in the way.
She's hit 100%. She is hitting a word minimum in everything she does. Anyways, I was a little fatigued reading through these lawsuits has rejuvenated
truly,
me.
I get rejuvenated just doing our podcast, if I do say so myself, and I'm not just plugging us. I really do. Because again, it's more comprehensible when it's very, I like it clean and concise. I don't want to see 47 different headlines. Tell me what I need to know. Give me a synopsis and let's roll.
Well, I like context.
Right.
And sometimes with short form content, you don't get context.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, you know, I hope you aren't fatigued of that, because that was 52 minutes, basically.
Famous.
Okay, so TikTok, we were without it for 16 hours since the last time that we were here with y'all.
I had to do a wellness check on Spencer. She was unwell. Bitch is what her terms were. Unwell, true, bitch. Truly. I've never seen Spencer speak so formally with laws and registration than she did with the damn TikTok ban and what needed to take place.
I forgot.
We I were said, about what that. Is she talking to me about? Talking about in Article 16.2, the U.S. I'm like, what is she talking about?
No, I was entrenched because I was, for those 16 hours.
You're about to take them to court. You're like, listen, according
for real,
to my
for
rights.
Emotional damage. I was a former shell of myself in those 16 hours. I also went down with the ship. I got home. So we did, for my Christmas gift to some of our friends, I bought an escape room for everybody. So I.
Why didn't you invite me? You think I was too stupid?
No,
girl. I wouldn't have got you out.
I would love to do an escape room with you.
No, you wouldn't. I did one before. Me and Mike did that on a date with my friends one time.
I'm obsessed.
We got out though. We might have gotten our first fight.
I've never failed an escape room.
Did you fail it?
No, but it was close.
Ooh.
It was real
That's
close.
Fun, though.
We got out, but yeah, the hair.
But that was the TikTok.
But it was the hardest one they had, supposedly.
See?
There is one that I think would be so fucking funny for us to do and vlog.
Oh, let's do it.
It's Sign so it's completely in the dark. So you have to use all of your other senses, including taste, they said.
Ew.
To get
you're the taster. I ain't making
you're the taster. Anyways, how fucking funny would that be?
That would be really funny.
I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
Helen Keller's escape room. So we did this escape room. And so, and I was like, thank God I've got a distraction, right? So we did this escape room. We went out to dinner. And then we get home. What time did we get home? We got home probably like 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish. Meanwhile, at dinner, I'm reading that people are already losing access
to
their TikTok.
That was a Saturday. We went to dinner for Dallas, Mike's brother's birthday. And on the way home, I didn't have it anymore.
Yes. And so I'm panicking, thinking I had until midnight. And I was like, nah. Motherfucker.
You're like, get out of this escape room. So, hate to cut y'all short, but Merry Christmas. So
throw that sushi down the hatch. We got to go.
Yeah.
So I'm so pissed. And I get home. And I can still get on TikTok. I'm like, praise.
You're like, look at God. Won't he do it?
Praise the Lord. So I'm scrolling. And then I come across a live with Alex Earle. Oh, my God. Spencer Pratt and Bethany Frankel.
Okay. Together?
Yes.
Oh.
Of literally. Like, I'm like, of all these three? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Do I stop and watch the live or do I keep scrolling and just take in as much as I can? Well, I stopped. I went into the live and in the live, first of all, it was a great conversation.
Yep.
I was super into it. Like my three favorite people and people are dropping like flies and they're like, oh, they're saying whatever.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, people were dropping out of the lives because they were losing access to their TikTok. Then Alex goes, Alex lost her TikTok, so it kicked her out of the live. Then Bethany goes, and it's just Spencer left, and he's at dinner with like a group of his friends. They were having a 17 course meal. I was like, sign me.
What did you get? One little bite of each thing?
I mean, I hope so. 17 courses. You'd be exploding if you had more than that.
No, that's right.
Went down with the ship. I couldn't comment. I couldn't like.
I heard that so many people, once they were on a live, that's how they realized it. I just happened to check because I saw on Instagram people were posting their screenshots. Mm-hmm. So naturally, I was like, I'm going on TikTok to see. And mine was already locked out.
I was on that live for 2.5 hours, went down with the ship. I literally watched until we couldn't watch anymore. And Spencer froze and I froze. And then that was it. I had to close out. And I was like, oh,
goodbye, my love.
But, you know, We got it back, even if it's just for a little while. But I'm just, you know.
Well, what's the latest on it? Give us a quick little what's the latest. So they're going to review it, or they're reviewing it now, and it goes to court still in March.
So basically, what I was saying during the last episode was true. Like, Trump put an administrative.
Yep. The 90-day thing.
Hold or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's basically delayed for the Senate to review more of the.
We just need somebody here to buy 50%, right? It's got to be half.
So here's the problem. So ByteDance is they actually own the algorithm. Mm-hmm. Their thing is they're refusing to sell. We want somebody to buy TikTok, right?
But buy the algorithm with it.
Well, we want
the intelligence,
just the platform. Mm-hmm. And we would use our own algorithm.
But we don't really want that.
Well, as a user, we don't want that. The algorithm is what makes the app special, right. But there's really no getting around it.
Okay.
We're going to lose TikTok as we know it. And I will say, I think we already have because
everybody said theirs is jacked up.
It was so different when I got it back.
Yep. Everybody has said that.
So,
darn.
Yeah. I think we already had to an extent.
Because it's the intelligence that makes them so special, and they're just not going to do that.
So, and here's the other thing, because there's a lot of talk about, well, Trump started this. This is Trump's doing back in 2020. Okay, here's the deal. Yes, at the time.
We didn't know.
Well, at the time, the data was not, we didn't know where it was being stored.
Right, right.
That is a problem, because not only, and my understanding is not only is it like, it's everything, right? It gets into your phones. It tracks your keystrokes.
Yeah.
It tracks. Which, newsflash, TikTok actually saves a lot less data than Meta. So Meta knows everything you search for, everything you text your friends. It's all tracked. It is all tracked. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. TikTok tracks less than what Meta does. But we know Meta. Meta's a US-based company.
I dare you to apply for a job for TikTok when they do get it over here. If you worked for TikTok,
I would die.
Rest in peace to us. We would never get any more Spencer. She would be like, they're like, girl, you have so many overtime.
Living my best life.
Overtime.
I'm like, I just want to live here forever.
I don't want to leave the office. They're like, no.
So.
Yeah, there was a reserve in the beginning, which everybody had that because we didn't know. When it's unknown, you're like, well,
but the thing is, so. And so, yes, so Trump did sign an executive order that he wanted to ban TikTok, right? That you can't dispute that. It's there.
Right.
However, the data was then, whatever happened, the data is now stored in the US. It's mm-hmm. stored in Austin with Oracle.
Okay.
So we know where the data is stored now. Mm-hmm. So then Trump was like, okay, so this alleviated the immediate concerns that were with that executive order, which is why he never pursued it then after. The concern was basically dead. So then Biden in office, in his last year, decided to follow through with the executive order, with something that followed because of the executive order. Again, I'm not a politician. I don't know this shit. I'm giving you like the dumb man's
version.
She's
just giving you the TikTok version.
Half-assed headlines. Remember when we used to do those?
Yeah, those are fun.
So that is what kind of like rejuvenated this TikTok ban. And everyone's like, well, Trump started it. Well, yes, he did before the data was stored in the
US.
You
need to be filtered out and then from there kind of figure out. Right. Something, yeah.
Fact of the matter is, there are still a lot of security concerns.
Yeah.
And think, you got to think about it too. It's not even like for you and me. Mm-hmm. It's for like kids. Kids do stupid shit on the internet. And
Can we just say kids gotta get off the app? Well, they ruin everything. This is why we can't have nice things, kids. I just spit all the way over there.
That's fine. But, you know, what happens if, you know, Timmy, who's 10 now and doing...
Not Timmy, who's 10.
And doing stupid shit on TikTok, grows up and he wants to go into politics, and China has all this data from him being a stupid 10-year-old, right, and are like, well, Timmy was Googling how to join the KKK when he was 10.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I mean? That is like a concern, obviously. It's not politicians and things like that and people with classified information. Of course, there's concerns about that kind of stuff. The average person doesn't have any information that means anything to another country.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you just never know. You never know who's going to want information.
I'm just not going to share my hair hacks with them over there in China.
Thank God.
It's not going to do that. You have to come to my salon and do it.
Hack our text. You'll see what we talk about.
Oh, it's pretty boring. If you hack my text, you're going to feel real sorry for me. You're like, this poor baby. Somebody get this girl. Oh, we need to get her a life coach. Poor baby.
Yeah.
She's really dumb. Yeah.
So anyways, that's the deals. Basically, they need ByteDance to agree to sell. They can own the rest of the world, but they just need to get to agree to sell the US portion and let us use our own algorithm for it. But they don't want to do that.
It ain't gonna be as good. Don't worry. Yeah.
But they don't want to do that. And they say, not only do we not want to do that, we can't do that. The algorithm is inextricably linked to the app, cannot be undone. Who knows if that's the case? Because the algorithm was so fucking different when we got the app back.
Right.
Who knows? I still think all government is a bunch of fucking liars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that with TikTok that I know of it so far. But right. I'll be here to report back with anything new.
News live, baby. Half-assed headlines coming straight to you from... We don't have a studio name, so...
We don't. Okay, well, I've like yammered at you for the last hour. Do you have anything fun and exciting to share with me?
No, I don't.
Oh, cool.
I'm just making eye contact with Colleen Hoover and those Tums gas relief. I went on Lily's bachelorette party. We went to Mexico. It was great. And that's literally it. So,
It looked nice.
It was lovely. It was.
Good resort?
Yeah, it was a good resort.
Better than your last bachelorette trip?
No, I like the Excellence place better.
I meant just the experience.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We had a great time. Hey, it matters who you're with.
But, it sure does. Sure does.
But the Playa, wait, hold on. No, the Excellence Playa Mujeres, amazing. Uh-huh. We stayed at the Hilton. It was not bad. It's just compared to it was, you know, the spicy margs weren't the same.
Mm.
That's all.
Not the bad margs.
I know, man. I mean, I still drank them.
I mean, that's really what
it was
matters.
A little bit cooler too, y'all. You wouldn't know from the pictures. It was like 74 degrees as a high.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was not happy.
I was going to say
but I wasn't.
I mean, considering how cold it was here.
It was 50 some degrees in Florida for our layover. That polar vortex.
I'm surprised it was that warm.
Yeah, that polar vortex was no joke.
I mean, 30A had snow. Right. That is insane.
Insane. Like, what is going on?
Our first like two winters when we moved to North Carolina, they were like the biggest snowstorms that North Carolina had seen in like 50 years or something like that. And now we haven't seen snow. Well, this year, obviously we got, you know, the inch and a half that everybody lost their marbles over.
Yeah.
But I saw this TikTok, I'm sorry, of this guy in Florida, like throwing ice melt. And it was like somebody was recording him and they were like, yes, this is real. So it was this guy in 30A and he's sitting on the back of like a platform truck and he's got his like, you know, city whatever uniform on. And he literally has one big bucket of ice melt between it, like a 5-gallon bucket. And he's tossing ice melt onto the road like he's throwing rice at a wedding. Mm-mm. I was crying. It was so fucking funny. And
nice,
I was like,
heart.
These people don't know. I said, this motherfucker has never seen snow in his life.
Never seen a never seen a snowflake, and it shows.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm trying to think, what is there anything else like pressing? Oh no, we talked about Paige and Craig breaking up the last episode, right?
Yeah, we did. But okay. So Watch What Happens Live. The other day, Austin said, did you see that drama? And then she had commented. I was like, oh, you know what though? More and more people are starting to say what I had already said about her kind of being a little bit shady and like not being this beloved Paige.
Do you think she's actually dating this guy that people are rooming her with?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because she's not denying it. She's deflecting, and maybe it's just for people to keep talking about her, but I stand by what I've always said. I do not think they were great together. I think that she brought out like not the best qualities of him, and that she at the end of the day is kind of like a mean girl, and it works for her. And
yeah,
I think we're starting to see that, like, I mean, I think with any breakup, once the initial breakup happens, like feelings kind of settle and you either get like a little resentful or you get hurt or you start noticing little things here and there. And then you start being a little bit savage. And you know what? We're here for it. Give it to me. Serve it to me.
Yeah. I saw also Craig recently unfollowed her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, she must have really done something to him. No,
he doesn't want to see
her. Sometimes you just don't want to be constantly reminded, especially since he did make it clear that it was her who ended the relationship.
And I think that's very normal.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to look into everything. Sometimes it's not healthy.
No, we don't. But I don't know. I think for this case, it might be because of all these little speculatory things or like things. I do think there is something on the back end. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm going to say that. Like, I think there's something more than what initially was released. And I said that. From the beginning.
I was like really coming around on Paige. And I'm not anti-Paige by any means. Mm-hmm. I still agree that I think that like I didn't love the way that she... Mm-hmm. I liked them together, yet didn't like them together.
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. No, but
you
had like moments
where you were like, okay, I ship. And then other ones are like, no. But wasn't she starting to say stuff too at some of her live shows?
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. People were coming out saying she was like making comments, which I think that's so messed up if that's the case. Like, don't be that person, you know, kind of let it go. And especially if you don't want it to get back and be hurtful. And that's why I do think there might be a little bit more to Craig unfollowing her. I think it's more because of things he's hearing and it's hurtful. And then like, just, I think it's just a clear like message to be sent. I really do. But yeah, apparently she's like making comments at some live shows. If you've been to one of her live shows, report back, let us know. Cause we don't want to spend any fake things, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to just keep a close watch on all the things. I mean, we need to quit our jobs just so we can watch what's going on in this world.
Pop culture news and reporting, you know, it's not really our forte anymore, but
it's not, but we have a lot to talk about. We do. And we're just here to deliver the news. Once every 4 months. Good thing this old Blake Lively drama is going to really be drug out. It's going to pan out well for us.
Honestly, it's
that's our kind of news story.
It's going to keep me fed for a while.
It is. It's going to.
I don't want to hear about real news. I'm fatigued on real news.
No one has time for that. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Oh, okay. Speaking of real news, except it's like not real news.
Uh-oh.
I need your thoughts on Lauren Sanchez's inauguration outfit. Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
Oh. The one with the white...
The white bra? Lace? Wait, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Okay. So I was telling a client, I said, you know, I'm all for you doing you, girl, and like rocking it. But you know, there's certain we don't wear a bikini to church. We don't wear, you know what I'm saying? We dress, you know, for the occasion, if you will.
Yeah.
And I imagine money is not an issue. You know, I imagine that she has unlimited.
I understand there might be like, you know, a budget.
Right.
Maybe.
Doubt it. But yes, perhaps. But I assume it's a lot. It's probably not a Shein type of situation. So, you know.
It looks Shein.
A little distasteful. I think it's funny that old Zuckerberg was like,
totally copping a look.
And it's like, you can't deny that. I mean, there's so many different angles and it's the look.
You have a bunch of like rich loser nerds all standing around.
They're not losers, but
Whatever.
You know,
standing around nerds that never inflatable Barbie in her white lace.
Yeah, yeah. I think those
she's
are
a pretty
so
girl.
Funny.
She needs to chill. And listen, I hate me. I don't care. Yeah, I'm talking about a woman's face.
The lips are a lot.
She needs to chill.
The lips are lipping.
She's starting to look a little Catwoman. Esque and like.
Listen,
beautiful girl.
Right.
Just
you can ruin it. I've seen people in real life ruin it, and I'm like, you looked better 3 injections ago. Like you do you, but there is a certain point. Everybody has a turning point that it's just a little too much. And I agree. I mean, yeah. But anyway, all the angles that were coming out were tripping me out because he cannot deny it. He can't be like, oh, that was the angle. No, that angle. Was
no,
like it's staring so right funny down. Too, how it was like it done. And you're like, oh, look at you getting a little pee 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 at the boobies. Tell me you've never really seen boobs without telling me, you know, like he's probably touched maybe like 4.
Was his wife there?
I don't know, but I bet you she was
I don't know. I don't think anybody paid attention to anybody but Lauren.
Right. He's in the doghouse. But no, I think it was a little distasteful. I think we have to do a better job. We had to dress the part. I know somebody's going to be like, telling someone how to dress. Listen, lady, it's fine. Where do you, but again, there are certain places we dress for the occasion. There's certain, bet you every single person has a uniform for work or a dress code.
Imagine if a first lady were to wear that outfit.
Right. If old Melania had or like a crop top on. Or a
second lady.
Right.
Old Usha Vance walks in there and she's
with a little bralette.
Yeah.
A little bralette. Maybe a little nipple showing.
My God.
Just a subtle nipple though. Nothing too crazy.
You'd never hear the end of it. Her pasty
came off. Right. But you know,
her
I think.
Her pasty came off. Her tassel was peeking through the buttons.
Her pierced nipple.
I'm pretty sure I saw a head just run by.
That's what I was thinking. Am I seeing it?
Child is outside. Right.
I think Mike is back, but let's, you know,
we'll wrap this up. Love you, mean it. Please thanks let me know in. How you are liking the bonus episodes, because I'll keep doing them through this whole saga. If y'all are going to listen and enjoy it, feel free to listen at 2 speed. I'm really into it.
Yeah. So for sure.
If nothing else, it's just for me, for funsies.
That's right. All right. Love y'all, mean it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.